Residents in the neighborhoods burned down in April's fires are hard at work rebuilding their own homes. The signs of destruction are everywhere. The burnt skeletons of brick houses dot the streets. The wooden ravines between the populated hillsides are full of blackened, charred trees. And residents are living in emergency shelters.
Ahora está un poquito así porque están poniendo la luz.
Maria Isabel Celedon is one of those living in a government-built emergency shelter made of plywood and corrugated metal. It's just two rooms, a bedroom, and a larger space that serves as a dining room, living room, and kitchen. And Celedon still doesn't have a bathroom. She's sharing a portable toilet with several of her neighbors.
Me cuesta un poco.
Celedon says she was visiting her daughter in northern Chile when the fire broke out. And while thinking of that night still moves her to tears, she says the distance saved her from living the nightmare her neighbors and much of her family experienced. When she returned to Valparaíso, her house and everything in it were gone.
El incendio afectó a toda la parte de arriba de Valparaíso.
Carolina Moraes is an architect with expertise in public housing and energy-efficient homes. She's been volunteering in the neighborhoods that burned down in April to help families build new houses or improve their emergency settlements.
La parte que afectó el incendio.
The fire affected the outlying parts of Valparaíso, the hilltops. And right now we're going to the place where people, it's like the newest part of the city, the shanty towns, the newly arrived families are very vulnerable. They live in very poor places. They had houses made of scrap material.
One of the neighborhoods where Carolina Moraes has been volunteering is the Cerro Romeritas. Here, the people lived in informal, spontaneous settlements. Families built homes wherever they found space, on old timber plantations. The dry wood, lack of fire breaks and other urban planning, and the poor accessibility made for a lethal combination, says architect Rodolfo Jimenez of the University of Santiago.
No fueron lugares pensados.
These neighborhoods weren't planned. They were occupied by squatters, and they thus have serious problems of access of services. It's very difficult for firefighters to get to these places or for there to be regular trash pickup. As a result, the ravines are full of garbage, and part of the combustible material was the trash that the residents themselves threw into the ravines.
Now, the government's trying to prevent those who lived in particularly high-risk locations from rebuilding in the same place.
A esas personas se les está notificando que tienen que abandonar esos lugares.
Valparaíso's urban planning secretary, Luis Paro Donoso, says many of those in the informal settlements are being told they need to leave. But the order to evacuate comes with the offer of aid.
Y se les están ofreciendo reubicarlo en otros terrenos que el Estado pueda disponer para ello.
Luis Paro says the government can help with relocation. It's already built emergency shelters for all of those who lost their homes, he adds. Now, it's helping people find permanent solutions by giving out subsidies, vouchers they can use to rebuild their homes, buy new homes, and rent apartments while they wait for their house to be ready. Paro adds that the government of Valparaíso is also planning to improve the city's infrastructure to help reduce the risk for future fires.
Our big investments in infrastructure and connectivity will allow people to get around more easily and will make fire prevention with fire trucks, police services, ambulances, everything more efficient. In addition, we're building a network of water pumps that will take advantage of the grade. That is, they will move potable water from the top of the hill to the bottom and not, as it currently does, move water up from the bottom of the hill.
But University of Santiago architect Rodolfo Jimenez says these infrastructure improvements, while important, don't go nearly far enough to renew the affected neighborhoods. He says the government should build more collective housing, such as small apartment buildings in keeping with Valparaíso's character, to free up space for parks, businesses, and places for recreation and community building.
Un barrio debiera tener equipamiento de todo tipo.
A neighborhood should have infrastructure of all kinds, for young people, for children, for mothers, recreational spaces. And today, because the hill was occupied spontaneously by squatters, that infrastructure doesn't exist.
Hoy día, dado que la forma en que se ha ocupado el cerro es una forma espontánea, no existen.
without waiting for the government to act. Architect Carolina Moraes is starting to address these issues. She's building playgrounds in the affected areas, and she's simultaneously teaching residents low-cost, energy-efficient techniques, such as covering their houses with adobe, that they can apply in their own homes. Isabel Celedón is one of the residents who learned these techniques from Moraes, and she's already stuccoed her emergency home with adobe to improve its insulation.
Hay que salir adelante.
Celedón says it's necessary to keep moving forward. And Valparaiso Planning Secretary Luis Paró agrees. He says all individual homes will be rebuilt within 2 years, while larger infrastructure projects will take at least 4 or 5 years to plan and execute. In the meantime, architects like Rodolfo Jiménez and Carolina Moraes are trying to fill in the gaps. Aileesha O'Neill, FSRN, Valparaiso, Chile.